well revolutionize your way of thinking. We are presenting startling facts and evidence that take up where other explanations leave off. Some of these revelations may very well go against things you have been taught and perhaps believed all your life. Prepare yourself for the evidence which will follow.
One of them broadcasts live from the top of Burnaby Mountain every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Rat Radio.
Winds, merry breeze to the land of pasty, scrump and cheese. In our Bristol station at a quarter after four, straight up into the seven stars. There's history in the rafters, sawdust on the floor, and a sign above the bar. Says R-U-R, R-U-A, let's drink cider. Every day we'll fetch wind in our sails. We'll roll out on those ancient rails through the Dorset. Jump into the car. Pass up thy scrump with the fairest of folk. See the standing stones on the misty moors. See the folks fishing on the Jurassic shores. Fear the pixie's curse on the bootstrap lane. We'll get mortal drunk and curse the buckfast monks as we get real hard bleeding it. That's right, the bloody apple tree. Our way, a straight cider every day. And we will get what we desire. And we will set the night on fire to show the way. Cider holiday. La 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 la.
Yes, you're tuning here to CJSF 90.1 FM. I am your host, Johnny Bones, and you are listening to Rad Radio. We just listened to the one, the only, Vancouver's very own Sons of Cider, the Dreadnoughts, with their track, what was that, Cider Road, Cider Jar? Cider Holiday.
So close.
So many cider songs.
So close.
I know the first one was Cider Jar, because Nick says this, but I mean, I guess the chorus for that song is also Cider Holiday, but I was listening to you tell me tales of opening bands.
Well, you know, it's got a lot of similarities to a little...
What's
baby medley?
Yeah, yeah, cider. Yeah, yeah. I love Scrumpy. Are you? Are
well, the melody should be familiar to anybody.
No, nah, that's not an original.
Twinkle, twinkle.
No.
Cider.
Yeah. You crafty Nazi. If you guys are just tuning in, of course you're listening to Rev Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM. I am joined here live and in the beautifully bearded flesh by none other than the stupid Swedish bastard himself, the one, the only, Marco Beery.
That is me.
That is you.
Is it like my 10th one of these now?
I was trying to look it up. I've lost count because this is the 8th annual Punkstravaganza, which is why I have you
on. That's it?
That's what your post said earlier. I was looking it up. You said someone, whoever's doing your social media posting, said it was the 8th annual.
It's random. We lost count ages ago.
Yeah,
I think even the poster.
You're probably just making
combination
it
up. 13 just makes up X's and I's.
That's fine. Just toss it on there. Who's kept? I don't know. But I've been having you on since before the Punkstravaganza was a thing, and I continue to have you on through the Punkstravaganza.
I think Guttermouth. Guttermouth was even not the first, and Guttermouth was like 20.
Yeah.
13, 14.
I don't know, man. It's been a minute.
It's been a while.
We've known each other
it's
for
been
a while.
Well, we met at the Balmoral. We talk about this every time.
Almost every time.
Yeah.
But do you talk to Cece anymore? That's the question.
No.
Yeah.
Good. That was probably it.
Probably for the best, yeah. So, if you guys are just figuring it out, of course, Marco's up here because he is throwing the annual Punkstravaganza down at the infamous Rickshaw Theater, who's celebrating 15 years in business this year.
Excellent.
It's pretty fantastic. And you've been there for, I'm going to say, at least 10 of them.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, your post said 8, but I'm gonna round it up to an even decade.
Probably. I could check spreadsheets.
Yeah.
Look. I'll do it during the next song.
All right. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
The lineup is stacked as usual. Friday, is that the 15th?
Yes.
Yes. So Friday, March the 15th, Staggers and... Balkan Schmalken, You Big Idiot, and of course the Dreadnoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday the 16th is Staggers and Jags. Bridge City Sinners all the way from Portland? Is that correct?
Oregon.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Returning to Vancouver, and then, of course, Dreadnoughts for the second night. How are you feeling? Are you limbered up? Are you good to go?
I'm very good to go. You know, very excited. It's always good when this time of year comes along, you know. But we are getting older, so we decided to have a little bit less bands, and so we can get to bed, so everybody should get there early.
Yes, get there early, because, like, I mean, the lineup's... Even on the giant post you had when there was like five bands going, like every band is a banger. There's not like I should just go smoke this band. Everyone's something to see. So I guarantee you, show up
early. We have a lot of talented friends in the city.
We have a wealth of riches in Vancouver, I think. Not many cities can boast as many good, like genuinely good bands per capita as I think the Vancouver punk scene has going on, like right now in this
iteration.
Even
our BNC materials, like
it's still pretty good.
BNC
yeah, like
material,
it's solid. Like you can go and like, you know, most shows... Even the opening bands that have only played a couple of gigs, they're still pretty good.
You know, once you had your like mid-40s to 10,000 hour thing was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, well, as she goes, as she goes. You want to dig into some more of the stuff? You guys, I started off the show with what I thought was your most recent effort. I knew that you guys had released Green Willow, but I thought it came out before Roll and Go. But I was wrong because you guys just put out too much.
COVID,
Nick cannot be stopped.
COVID brain.
Yes. Yeah, all the years are the same. It still feels like 2020 in my head. I just get to go outside again.
New Green Day still Nimrod.
It could be. All right, let's dig into something off of Green Willow, an album I admittedly have not listened to nearly as much as I should. You picked the second song. Can you pronounce this?
No.
No? You want to give it a shot?
Kazakh.
Very good. Okay, this is track two off the newest effort from the legendary Dreadnoughts. This is track number two. Let's go with that. Let's go. We'll be back. Red Radio.
Young Ulani mounts his stallion, bids farewell to Katarina and tenderly to Ukraina. Things, but most are there in Ukraine. The world is made of steel and leather. There my heart abides forever. Hey, 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 Sokoe, for me, actually, good it as it always. Vons, 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 vonechko, moiste po is goronechko.
At the old Balsy Yard, she was commissioned to haul the black tar. Built the Northumbria there on the bar.
Roll, Northumbria, roll.
For when the Egyptians they closed the Red Sea, a call came on high from the powers that be to build a royal monster right down on the quay.
Roll, Northumbria, roll, me boys. Roll, Northumbria, roll.
Carpathia, vengeance, celestial call. She was the tanker to outsize them all. From the banks of the Mersey to the port of Halal.
Roll, Northumbria, roll.
And fair Princess Anne threw a bottle of wine and watched as the giants set down in the Tyne. What lay ahead could no mortal divine.
Roll, Northumbria, roll, me boys. Roll, Northumbria, roll.
And it's one for the hearts on above, two for the empire we love, and it's three for come all you good workmen, beware the command that comes down on high from the desk of a man who's never held steel or torch in his hands. Roll, Northumbria, roll. For atop a wild breaker that cracks in her frame, spilled her black guts all across the wild main. She limped away through an ocean of flame. Roll, Northumbria, roll, me boys. Roll, Northumbria, roll. And it's one for the hot sun above, two for the empire we love, and it's three for the fire that burns down below. Roll on, Northumbria. Roll, Northumbria,
Look, man, I've got it almost figured out. Like, I've only been doing this for, like, as long as you've been throwing random shows at the rickshaw, at least.
You know,
I've been up
like
here.
Every time you turn on Zoom, it's like 50-50 if it's going to work.
Yeah, it's fine. That's like every time I stream something. I've been, since we've moved, the turntables have become unreliable. So I stream more stuff, but the internet specifically on this computer gets really bad. And
when you started this, YouTube didn't exist. What did you do?
I don't know. I just swapping cassettes, just reeling them forward with a pencil. You know, I get it in there. If you guys are just tuning in, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. I am your host, Johnny Bones. I've been hanging out here with Marco of the Dreadnoughts, not this weekend, but next weekend, Friday the 15th and Saturday the 16th at the infamous Rickshaw Theater. Marco is throwing the annual Punk Stravaganza.
Woo!
With a wonderful lineup of bands. It's an annual tradition. It wouldn't be St. Patrick's Day without it. It's the thing I look forward to truly every year, and I'm very, very excited to be a part of it again, as always. The bands that are playing again on Friday is Balkan Schmalkin, along with You Big Idiot from Kinda Cool Records. I've got a little bit of Balkan Schmalkin pulled up right now, and I don't know what to play. I like the name of this song, Mountains of Madness, because I'm a big Lovecraft fan, but the song's also 6 minutes and 40 seconds long, and that seems like a bit too much.
Aggressive.
Yeah, it's a little out there.
What about Kocek of Bickering? It's only 253.
I like that. Kocek of Bickering? Yeah, okay. I'm into that. So this is what you can experience if you go out, not this Friday, but next Friday, down to the Rickshaw Theater, Balkan Schmalkin, You Big Idiot, and of course, the Dreadnoughts. Marco, where's the best place for people to get tickets?
Internet.
All right, internet. Just go to the internet store.
On Saturday, it's got to be scalpers because it's sold out.
It's done, yeah.
So Friday is internet.
Yeah. Watch out for those ticket resellers on the Facebook. They're all scams. Don't.
Really?
If you don't know the person, like, check. Just if you're buying tickets from them, just creep on their profile a bit. See that they're real.
And if somebody wants, like, $400, don't.
Yeah, no, I'll tell you, I love the Dreadnoughts. They're not worth $400.
No.
No.
Or, you know, if you're really motivated, just show up at 7 o'clock and hope they release some tickets.
Yeah, or just call Marco and offer him $400. I guarantee you'll get in.
$400, eh?
I think you can make something happen. Yeah. A back door might be left open.
Yeah, could, you know.
Well, we'll see. Someone can
could always bump a family member off a guest list.
Yeah, that's fine. Someone can carry in a kick drum. It'll be great. Okay, cool. Here, listen to Balkan Schmalkin and go to the rickshaw next weekend. It's going to be great. I guarantee it. It'll be fun. Go. Do it. It's good. We'll be right back.
wish you well. I wish you joy. I wanna make love. To a schoolwild boy.
That is what you can experience if you go out Friday night next